Former Senator and Republican presidential candidate Bob Dole was honored in his home state yesterday. Former colleagues, friends, and family gathered for the dedication of the Robert J. Dole Institute of Politics at the University of Kansas. NPR's Greg Allam reports.
Although none of Dole's three runs for the presidency was successful, the new institute on the Lawrence, Kansas campus has the look and feel of a presidential library. Dole donated a trove of papers and artifacts from his 36-year political career. An exhibit chronicles his rise from small-town Depression-era beginnings in Russell, Kansas, and his military service in World War II, where he was wounded and where he lost the use of his right arm. At yesterday's dedication, he said it was that experience that changed the whole direction of his life.
You can sit on a corner and say life isn't fair, or you can get up, maybe slowly at first, and strike out for the future. So I've been given so much by so many for so long, I have tried in my own way to get back just a little.
Dole says that's what led him to public service, first as county attorney, then congressman, and eventually Senate majority leader and presidential candidate. When the University of Kansas approached him with plans for the institute, Dole insisted that it not be devoted just to his career, but that it also recognize his fellow World War II veterans. The entrance is framed by walls containing 960 8x10 photos of Kansas veterans who served in World War II. Jenny Scott was there videotaping the wall with her sister Joy Gallagher.
Our dad's picture's up there on the wall, and we wanted to come up and see his picture up there just for memory's sake. It's 12 up, and 5 over.
Scott said although she only met Bob Dole once, she always felt like she had a personal connection, and she always voted for him.
Well, he remembered his roots, and that's what made him special, I think, to people in Kansas.
Outside, as flags whipped in the strong Kansas wind, a standing-room-only crowd of dignitaries, friends, and well-wishers gathered yesterday to pay tribute to Dole. Representing the White House was President Bush's National Security Advisor, Condoleezza Rice. Also here were former colleagues from the Senate, his wife, Senator Elizabeth Dole, and his 1996 running mate, former Congressman Jack Kemp. Also, once rivals, like former President Jimmy Carter, whom Dole opposed on many occasions as Senate Majority Leader, and former Senator and Democratic presidential candidate George McGovern. Dole said despite their ideological differences, he and McGovern always remained close friends, an example of the kind of politics he says he hopes his institute can encourage.
Where conviction coexists with civility, and the clash of ideas is never confused with a holy war. We can have different views and different opinions. We need that in America. We need a competition of ideas. We need a strong two-party system. We need partisanship. But there comes a time we need to get things done.
More than 70 members of Dole's family were also there, and a bus full of friends made the 200-mile trip from Russell. They were there for the dedication and to help him observe another milestone. Yesterday was also Bob Dole's 80th birthday. Greg Allen, NPR News.